please.
Let's listen to this again.
This is the Fake Pregame Show with Dane Lemitzer.
Aren't sports supposed to be fun?
And Stu Gatz.
Ooh, your call today. Your call.
Fake Pregame Show.
Let me tell you this. Ted Ginn is a
San Francisco 49er.
Fake Pregame Show.
Tune up. Team fan or fan fan?
Ted Ginn.
I was jacked up when I saw that.
Larry King.
Hey, we need that thumb to go this direction.
Hey. Hey.
Everybody.
Fail forward fast.
Fake pregame show.
Ted Ginn.
Chad Henney.
Sports Talk 790 The Ticket.
All right, here we go. Let's go. Come on, let's talk about some NFL football. I think I've figured out the problem that's driving me crazy. So I'm not going to explain it to you because it's very, very technical. But welcome to week zero of what we do. What do we do this for? I have no idea. I am Edity999 and we have a Canadian on. Canadian, can you say something?
Hey.
Like a real Canadian. He's got a real,
that's right.
Only good Canadian is dead, Canadian. Am I right? Okay. Who else do we have? John underscore McLean.
Yeah.
All right. Franchise.
Yo.
Yeah. And the Stu Tomatoes getting his D on. You gotta touch that.
How's it taste?
Okay. So we're going to go a little bit out of order because Tomato has to get his D touch on here in about 20 minutes. So we're going to go right into talking about the fantasy football league that we got going on, the TPS NFL. And we're going to talk about some matchups. All right. Let's talk about some matchups. And we got a big matchup, a potential Super Bowl preview in week one. And yes, I'm talking about the TPSN Rough Riders versus the Stewed Tomatoes. Now, Tomatoes.
Are you talking about the Clown Bowl?
Whoa.
Hey now.
Whoa.
I think the Clown Bowl's down near the bottom of the scoreboard with Team Franchise versus the Lazy Kings.
Take that.
What? I didn't catch half of what he said.
Oh, you don't want to know.
You don't want to know the other half.
Up this Clown Bowl.
Okay, you want to talk about it? All right, we'll get into the combo first. Team
I want to see y'all come out in your little bitty cars and go, dee, 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 dee.
Let's talk about the combo first. So it's Team Franchise.
I got to give one up for Disturbed Poppy. What? You clowns.
Oh, okay. Does he listen to this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, good, good. I just want you to know,
yep,
Disturbed,
listeners.
I am an Eagles fan this year until tomorrow at about 3 o'clock. Then I'm back to a Lions fan because they gave up on Michael Vick. But let's not get into that yet. Let's talk about Franchise. You're going against Lazy Kings. This is a free win for you, right?
Wasn't it a free win for me last year?
I think it's a free win every year from here until the end of time. What? Whoa.
Let's not count the auto pick Kings out just yet.
All right. That is enough for me to vote for them.
They do have a very strong running back core.
They have a core? Who's the
kind
core?
Kind of.
Who's the core? Roy Helu?
LeSean McCoy?
Roy Helu? Timmy Touchdown Hightower? is that the core you're talking about? Free agent Tim Hightower? Free agent Neil Rackers? Come on, Pantera! You're on the bubble in week one! Are you kidding me?
I predicted this would happen in week
four.
Oh
my
gosh.
It's already happening. He has two players on his team that aren't even in the NFL, are not on an NFL team.
One of them's a kicker.
And one of them's a kicker!
Did he even set his lineup, or did he just auto-set his lineup, too?
I heard Marshawn Lynch might not play.
He's
in his lineup.
I'm pretty sure that this is an auto-set lineup.
Marshawn Lynch is suspended.
Wow.
Yeah, and Trent Richardson might also not play.
All right, so Pantera, you're officially on the bubble in week zero.
Wait. Now, if we're putting the Lazy Kings on the bubble for a free agent player
what?
On their roster,
yeah,
we should also put the TPS NF GPSN Rough Riders on the bubble.
Why?
For their ownership of Terrell Owens.
No, 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 no. This is the thing. I know T.O. has it. He's ready for a comeback. And because the Seahawks couldn't see that, that's not his problem. And that's not his fault. He's prime.
What is his problem?
He is in the best shape.
He's too good.
Of
Everyone
his
hates
life.
Because he's so good.
Sometimes to get a championship, you gotta reach, right?
Why doesn't anyone want him?
Because they hate how good he is.
They're he mad can't
at,
catch.
They're mad at him for being so good.
If he came on this show right now, he would be the oldest person on the show.
You should never, yeah, that's pretty bad, right? When you're saying that in sports.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Oh, wow. Well, I believe.
He's nowhere near where Jerry Rice was at his age.
Whoa.
Jerry Rice still had it at his age.
Jerry Rice didn't have. Well, does have it mean Rich Gannon? Is that what you mean? The most underrated quarterback in NFL history? Is
Whoa.
What? Rich Understood. Gannon was the only reason that that Raiders team went to the Super Bowl.
Whoa. So Timmy Touchdown Brown didn't have anything to do with that?
Stop talking about the Raiders.
What? Everyone hates Raider Doug? Wow. Fine. Okay, forget about the Raider. Forget about Timmy Touchdown Brown.
I get enough Raider talk from Mexicans at my school.
Whoa, Tomato.
Whoa.
Wow. McClain is really offended
by
that.
Are you Pantera the Third?
We're not all Raiders fans, Tomato. Just so you know.
I'm saying we're just talking about a team.
Wow. Even B. Smith is offended in the chat.
B. Smith is over there rolling around on the floor.
B. Smith 3269.
Okay, Franchise. So you're not even concerned with this matchup, right? I mean, you got this in the bag.
Is there any doubt?
There's a little doubt because it is you. You know how you play fantasy. I mean, you're a 10,000-year vet.
Hold on.
I think
the significant doubt in Franchise's team lies in Beanie Wells. His weak spot forever.
Beanie Wells is not going to even play. I can guarantee that.
Oh, so you haven't made your final tweakage yet?
No.
All right. So
you save that for the day of.
Oh, okay. So we haven't seen the last of Team Franchise.
Team who?
Team Franchise.
There's no team out there with that name.
Really?
I'm sorry,
I'm looking at their lineup right now. They got Bob Griffin.
Who?
You know who.
Did you
Bob
say Mike
Griffin
Jones?
The turd?
Hey, Mike Jones?
No. All right, who else? Let's talk about the Canadians matchup.
I got Super Cam in my starting lineup against Tampa Bay's
Super Cam?
Superman Cam.
Super Cam.
Whoa, when did he get that nickname?
Last year when he was showing everybody his chest.
Oh,
he
that's
was
true.
Fantasy beast.
That's
last.
What he was showing.
I remember
okay.
that. I forgot that he invented the Superman motion. I didn't realize that Superman didn't invent that. I forgot that Cam Newton invented.
That's right. He's Super Cam.
Super Cam. Okay, so Super Cam, you're gonna fly away to a victory on Super Cam's back. I'm looking at the Team Canada versus Team Winrar right now. Mm-hmm. It's a Scruffy Bums team. And
Team Winrar's back? I thought he was on the bubble.
No, Winrar's back. He's primed for a championship. He Is drafted it? Super Bowl caliber quarterback Eli Manning, and that's really all you need. Let's be honest here. I mean, what has Aaron Rodgers done lately? Except lose a playoff game. I don't know.
A touchdown.
The last time I checked, Aaron Rodgers lost, and Eli Manning didn't. I'm just saying. Is that true or untrue?
Empathy?
What?
You know?
Interesting concept.
Puts up more touchdowns, gets more points.
Wow, Podcast Beyond is live right now.
Franchise.
Hey, okay, I'm trying to think of dead air here.
No. Okay, so Team Canada, you have the only really significant player that you have on your team that I think is worth talking about is Optimus Prime. And everyone knows who Optimus Prime is, right?
Do you mean the law firm?
No. He does have the law firm, which is...
He has two legit players then.
Oh, okay, you're right. He has the law firm and Optimus Prime. But you guys do know who Optimus Prime is. I'm just making sure everyone isn't lost
here. What about
here.
Freddy Krueger?
Ooh, he does have Freddy Krueger too. So he does
Freddy
have
Jackson.
Freddy Krueger Jackson.
Aaron Rodgers, Freddy Jackson. I got the law firm. I got Demarius Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime.
Pettigrew. Come on. Lions and Steeler defense.
What's up with Coley? What's up with Coley riding in your wide receiver slot there,
Coley?
Buddy?
Who's Coley?
I think he's going to play week one. I think he's a good, like, third or fourth wide receiver option.
Austin Coley?
Austin Coley.
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 Damn it to me.
Coley.
Wow.
He's got colic.
I
do. On the questionable list.
Oh. Okay, so let me look at Renoir here. Let's give Renoir a defense. I mean, Mike Wallace, a top three wide receiver. Larry Fitzgerald, a top two wide receiver. Vincent Jackson, a top five wide receiver. So he has you at the wide receivers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Michael Bush, which is
what?
Donald Brown, but good, right? We can agree.
Yeah, not going to do much. His running back. Anyway.
Isn't Michael Bush a backup?
Yeah, but
he is.
Isn't Donald Brown like a backup? Masquerading around as a starter?
Yeah, kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah, kind of.
Willis? Well, go ahead.
But I think he's going to have a breakout year.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
That means everything to me.
Okay, so then he has Willis McGahee, which is a good Freddy Krueger, right?
Yeah, but McGahee, he's not starting, right?
Yeah.
No, he's starting. Well,
oh, yeah, no, he's starting.
No, he's not starting this week.
Okay, so that might be a minus. That's a toss-up. We don't know what's going to happen.
He's not even number one running back on his team, though. You've got to have a number one running back.
Guess who's
number one running back on Denver?
Who?
Never mind, Tim Tebow got traded.
Thanks, Tomato. You always bring the facts, don't you? Okay, so so far I'm leaning toward voting toward Team Winrar. Here's the icing on the cake, though.
Icing on the cake.
He has the good version of Aaron Rodgers, the one that wins Eli Manning. I think that's going to be the difference. I got Eli Manning outplaying Aaron Rodgers in this first week. Because who did Aaron Rodgers lose to last year? In the playoffs. You're right. San Francisco. Who did Eli Manning beat in the regular season all the time? Dallas Cowboys. Boom. It's over for you, Team Canada. I got to go with Team Winrar. You can't argue that, those facts.
I feel sorry for whoever has Romo.
So do I. So do I. Okay, who does have Romo?
I do.
Oh, really? Let's check your matchup then. Who are you playing? Okay,
I think I have a first round bye. Oh no, Team Chuck Norris. Same thing.
Wait, nope. Hold on. Tomato has to go touch the D, so we gotta talk about the Super Bowl preview in week one. The Stewed Tomatoes versus the TPSN Rough Riders. And if you go by the projections, which I know Tomato does, I am winning this matchup. And this is before I improve my team with the trade.
I'm trying to work some trades out here, but no one's biting on the great deals, you know?
You don't have any great deals.
I'm telling you, that deal you sent me was garbage.
Garbage.
What? Anquan Boldin and Joe Flacco for Crabtree and Griffin. Great deal.
What? Franchise is expected worse.
It's over for you. I mean, this isn't even close.
Ow.
This isn't even close.
Here's the question mark in your team.
I have question
marks.
What's
going to happen with Steve Smith?
What do you mean, what's going to happen with Steve Smith? He's fine. He's faking it. He's not really injured.
He's faking it to get... And these aren't even the final projections because the trade hasn't gone through.
Oh, you're right.
The big
trade. I'm going to get more points projected. I totally agree, Tomato. How does it feel to be 0-1 before we've even played a game yet?
feels like you must have felt last year.
Whoa! Whoa!
When I slam roasted you first round.
Wow.
I'm out.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. You're done.
Wow. And he left the... Wow. Dropped the mic and everything. Wow, that was uncalled for.
He said he slam roasted you and he's out.
He's out. I guess
he hung up his Skype. He's like, yeah.
Well, let's just put this out there. Tomato is going to touch the D and I'm not. Okay? So he's out to go touch D. That's all I'm saying.
Who's
all
right. D?
That, yeah, nobody knows. Whoever's available. Mexico Brownies. All right, let's get back to the Mexico Brownies versus Team Chuck Norris, which is Jay Trollin. I don't know, McLean.
What don't you know?
I don't know. Have you seen his team?
Yeah, I saw it. It's so, okay.
Yeah, you're scared. I can tell.
No, this is an easy first round win.
Well, here's the thing, though. You have Tony Romo, which is like playing a wild card. Either he's going to fumble away a playoff win, or he's going to turn Miles Austin into a Hall of Famer. You never know what you're going to get. But you're probably going to
You know what you're going to get.
What?
300 yards, two or three touchdowns, 20 points.
Maybe two every week. Interceptions.
Yep.
No, stop.
Lots of headlines.
That's because he has to throw because he doesn't have a defense. This year he does.
Overhype.
I thought he had to throw the ball away because he didn't have an offensive line. Their offensive
Cowboys at the defense?
No, they don't have a defense.
Yeah, this year they have the best defense in the league.
No.
Wait, didn't they have the best defense in the league when they had the worst defense in the league? Like, there were some stats out there that they're so good at this, so good at this, so good at this, except they give up more points all the time. That's a great defense.
I think that was the Chargers.
Whoa. Dang it. Tomato's gone.
Yeah, I was going to say. You let the only Charger fan that was in here go. Boom, slam roasted.
Was that your tomato? Is that tomato?
Is that Fat Albert?
Wait, did tomato just join the call?
Is that what he said? Boom, slam roasted.
That sounds like tomato. I think tomato's back. Get out of here, tomato. Go touch some D.
Yeah, no, you got to tell him. Get out, clown.
Okay, so Tony Gonzalez. I got Tony Gonzalez over Jimmy Graham. Graham was a one-hit wonder. We all know that. Dwayne Bowe over Miles Austin because Miles Austin has the Romo effect. You don't know what you're going to get there. Brandon Lloyd. Hello. He has Tom Brady. Who does Percy Harvin have? Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
He has, what's his name?
Exactly.
The rookie who's not a rookie anymore.
Ponder? Christian Ponder?
Yeah.
Really? That guy?
Look at Percy Harvin last season.
Okay, hold on. Let me look at Percy Harvin
15 last season. Every week.
Except for 15. When he didn't. He got a big zero.
Yeah, you're looking at 1 week.
That happened
out
twice.
Of eight.
No, he got one point.
About the second half of the season.
Oh, well, the second half of the season when he was playing a bunch of teams that weren't making the playoffs.
No, once Christian Ponder took over.
Stop. Just stop. I'm looking at Percy Harvin, 1 point, 2 points. 6 points. 0 points.
Yeah.
That happened.
Before Christian Ponder.
That happened. That's all I'm saying. And he gets migraines like every other week. So who knows if he's even playing? He's probably questionable this week.
No.
Migraines.
He's healthy.
What else? Anything else you got interested
in? Guys, I have the best defense. I mean, the best bench.
The best bench?
Yeah.
Who? Who do you got on your bench that's any good?
Multiple time Pro Bowler, future Hall of Famer, Jason Witten.
Jason Witten? Really?
First round selection, Darius Hayward Bay.
Really?
The starter in Washington, Evan Royster.
Who?
Who?
Yeah. The first official depth charts came out, and he's number one.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything in Washington. That probably means he's the third. He probably won't even start.
You're starting a second string guy in Minnesota.
What are you talking about? I traded
him. Just made fun of Minnesota's offense.
I traded him because I know better. I was using him as bait.
Well, we can't all trade with Butters.
Whoa.
If we could all trade with Butters, we'd all be winning.
Who else do you have on your bench?
Truth.
I have Alshon Jeffrey. Some idiot dropped him. I don't know why.
No! Okay, so name the last Chicago wide receiver that had more than 50 catches in a year.
Brandon Marshall? Oh, wait, he hasn't played yet.
Yeah, exactly!
Brandon Marshall this year?
Stop. No.
Alshon Jeffrey?
Yeah, right? You'll be lucky if he gets 40. You'll be jumping for joy if he gets 40. You have a guy.
Might get 40 in week one.
You have a guy on here, on your bench, that has no legs.
Which one?
Adrian Peterson.
Oh, when Adrian Peterson is on your bench, you know you're good.
No, that means you know you have a guy with no legs. That's all that means.
No.
At all.
Stop.
Wow.
All this he gets injured, but that's why this is good that he's injured now, because he'll be healthy end of the season.
Wow,
when it matters.
Freeman Williams out there?
If the Vikings do poorly at the beginning of the season, they're going to sit him the rest of the season.
And they're going to sit him.
Yeah, they're going to
sit him on ice. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. They're going to ice him up. They're going to ice him. They're going to ice the running back.
Now that everybody makes the postseason, doesn't matter how I do in the regular season.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means everybody makes the postseason.
You just kill the competition?
Regular season doesn't matter anymore.
What are you talking about? It does matter. What? Playoff seeds, everyone's fighting for a position. Who's going to get the bye? Who's not going to get the bye?
There's no byes.
There's no buys. Who's going to play the one seed? Come on. I mean, this is hardcore now. This is for realsies.
Wow, man. I just read something about Ocho Cinco.
What's going on with him? I need my...
Somebody asked him on Twitter, I really want to know why at Ocho Cinco tatted Evelyn's face on his leg post-divorce. And he wrote back, divorce, child please, that's my wife.
Wow. He's still going to stay with that trash?
Whoa.
What?
That's his wife.
She's still trash.
Whoa. Respect his wife.
Respect the tat.
Respect the tat.
Well, I heard she has a pretty mean headbutt.
Okay, enough of these matchups that don't matter. Let's talk about T-Piss Bros versus I'm Not a Racist.
Who really is a racist?
Yeah.
Are either one of them active?
I don't think so. I mean, these look like pretty, let's see, T-Piss Bros has one, not one, but two suspended players on the team. Good job. Good job, T-Piss Bros.
So he knows how to win.
Yep. He's got the fight in him.
You need to hear the sirens in the huddle.
And,
that's the key to victory.
And, I'm Not a Racist has Dez Bryant, so his season is over. I'm gonna go ahead and vote for the guy with suspended players because
he's a winner.
Yeah, he's a winner. Next up.
Does he have his Charlie Sheen shirt on? Winning!
Next matchup is Bourne versus Butters. Ooh, this could be interesting because there's been a big shakeup. Butters is part of this shakeup, giving away some good players, but getting some great players in return could put him over the top to beat Bourne in week one. I mean, he does have the number one fantasy player in football now.
Yeah. He didn't give you Maurice Jones-Drew, right?
No. I gave him the number one.
Oh. Let me see who you gave him. You gave him Toby Gerhart?
No.
Is that the number one?
No.
Rob Gronkowski?
No. Oh, yeah. No, Rob Gronkowski. Yeah, number one player.
McLean, do you smell something fishy there?
Yes. I smell a fraudulent trade.
What? What are you talking about?
I smell somebody who doesn't know what they're doing.
Who?
Let me just veto this trade.
Whoa, no. Nobody veto the trade. This needs to go through. This is legit. This is fair. Butters is getting better, and he's going to beat Bourne in week one. Look at Bourne's team. Phillip Rivers? Really? Really?
Yeah, I don't know why he's so in love with Phillip Rivers. And he has a man crush on him.
Everyone hates Phillip Rivers, right? I'm pretty sure everyone hates Phillip Rivers.
I hate him.
I hate him, too.
Yeah, that's everybody.
Everyone hates Jamal Charles, right?
He's okay.
All right. We hate DeSean Jackson. We definitely hate DeSean Jackson.
Everybody hates him.
Everyone hates DeSean Jackson.
And nobody will trade him for him.
Except for whoever.
He did. We traded me last year for him, and he sucked.
You're welcome.
Thanks, man. But he did. He did give me some points when they counted.
Got the cheap defense. Ouch.
Ouch. Wow, when you got a Canadian getting shocked by your team, that's when you know it's bad. Sorry, Bourne. I know you're on vacation, but that does not.
Yeah, you can tell by his team. They look like they're on vacation.
Wow.
The only, actually, he has a couple good players I'll give him credit for. Jason Hansen, just absolute excellent kicker for at least 25, 30 years now, right? He's been in the league. And
I think he's 38.
Titus Young.
40? Is he 40 yet?
I think he's 40. He's a man.
Sure. He's a kicker.
Okay, so enough about this match.
Wait, what? Well, he has Kendall Wright starting?
Yeah.
Is he a secret Baylor homer, too?
Ooh. Ooh.
That's not knock on Baylor now.
What's worse than a secret Baylor homer? Like an out-of-the-closet Baylor homer?
Yeah.
Those are the
one
worst.
One that doesn't keep it a secret.
Yeah, those are the worst. Worst. Yeah, all right.
Hey, I live next to Baylor University's home. I have to support them.
Oh, okay, so there's like a gun to your head. That's the only way I can understand being Baylor homer.
You know, Waco is full of people with guns, crazy folks. I don't want to leave my house and get shot.
So you root for Baylor.
Exactly.
Okay, next matchup. Is this our last matchup? I think so. Team It's a Gaming World versus Rajon Rombro, straight cash homie. I don't even know what to think about this matchup, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't know if Rajon Rombro follows football. Does he?
I think he has the best team on paper.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me take a look here, because I'm pretty good at evaluating talent.
I don't know about that.
As you can tell by my team. So, on paper, he has Tom Brady.
No, right. You're looking at the wrong team.
Oh, I am? Oh, my bad. Okay. Doug Martin? Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Are you guys in love with Doug Martin all of a sudden?
I like Doug Martin.
Hmm. He's going to be top 10. Easy.
Brent Celek?
Okay, he's not good at tight end.
Rob Baronis?
What's wrong with Baronis?
What do you mean, what's wrong with Baronis?
He's a consistent performer every year.
No.
Plus, Tennessee never gets in the end zone.
He did have kind of a lot of field goals.
He's got a monster leg.
Got Victor Cruz, Wes Welker.
Matt Ryan. Ugh. Mm. It's rare we get quarterback with Andrew Luck backing him up. Gosh, why does he hate the quarterback position? Rashard Jennings.
Jacksonville starter?
Whoa, that's horrible.
Ugh. Two Washington wide receivers. Oh, it gets worse.
Jesus Christ, what's going on with this?
Where's the second Washington wide receiver?
Alfred Morris? Oh,
that's a running back. Who is Alfred Morris?
I have no idea. I've never even heard of him.
You're looking at the very end of his bench.
What? Are they on his team or not? Thank you. I like how McClain doesn't want to have all the facts out there.
I like how you only look at the worst player on the team.
All right, and Team Browser. Okay, so he's the one that has Tom Brady, which is great. Malcolm Floyd, which is great. Brandon Marshall, which is great. Eric Decker, which will be great because of Peyton Manning. He's stacked. Burleson
Davis?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is my preseason pick.
Sean Green is garbage, though, because the Jets don't have an offense.
Yeah, that's true.
Plus, Tim Tebow is going to steal all his rushing touchdowns.
Right.
His goal line back, or his goal line carries?
All six of them.
Man, that's not good.
I don't like Palmer and sub QB. I don't like that.
Is it because he's on the Raiders?
Yeah, his team's pretty bad now that I look at him. I mean, he's got Leonard Hankerson. Washington receiver, really?
Yeah. Washington running backs or Washington quarterbacks. Wow.
Reuben Randall is going to be a sleeper.
Rashard Mendenhall, is that guy still even alive?
I don't know.
I thought he was dead.
That's a good question. Where in the world is Rashard Mendenhall? The fumble machine. Wow. Just wow. Pro tip, Zen Pinball 2 is amazing. Just letting you guys know that. Okay, so it's going to be a great season. Games start on Wednesday, so make sure you set your lineups, get your trades in, drop suspended players, drop players that aren't in the league, except for me, if you want to hold on to them. Diamond in the rough. Okay. But other than that, anything else about the league so we can talk about the good stuff?
Trades?
Trades?
Trades? Well, there was one. There's been one trade that's went through.
Yep.
So go ahead and talk about it, Team Canada. Why did you let yourself get traded by McLean?
I got a reliable running back and one of the best running backs in the league in Freddie Jackson of the Buffalo Bills. And I got Donald Brown, an emerging running back at Indiana. I think in a breakout year. You heard that breakout year.
I heard Freddie Jackson was a singer.
Did you?
Yeah, I thought he was a singer.
He sings when he's in the end zone after running like 80 yards.
I thought he was injured and didn't finish out the season. So that means
that
he's
is
weak.
True. That's true. But no way. I see a big year from Freddie.
Okay, so
I needed Freddie. I got Freddie. I gave him what? What is he? Brittle. Vikings may not even start him. You know, you guys heard, or will not start him, but he's gonna have a slow start anyway. Then he may not even finish the season. And I gave him Ahmed Bradshaw.
Who?
Ahmed Bradshaw.
Ahmad Bradshaw?
Oh, I'm Canadian. You guys gotta let it slide.
Okay.
You gotta let that slide. I gave him Bradshaw.
There you go.
And I know I gave up. I know I gave up a lot of touchdowns. I gave Bradshaw away, but I think he only carries for like 3 to 4 yards at the time and doesn't put up many points. So I feel good about the trade. What do you guys think?
Oh, you know how I think. And you know how I feel about it. Never be the first person to trade with McLean. That is the unspoken, unwritten rule.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't Red Cobra get Rob Gronkowski from me last year?
No, not from me.
No, from me.
Oh, from you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What you did was you made yourself look like a sucker, and then you stole players in your next trade. You remember that?
No.
I never forget. See? I said, I know what you're doing.
You got me.
You see? I got you all figured out, McLean.
I almost had you, but then you presented that evidence.
Let me see. I'm gonna send somebody a trade here real quick.
So that trade went through, and we really don't know what's gonna happen because McLean got a guy with no legs, and then Ahmad Bradshaw.
I traded based on potential. Like, I know Fred Jackson and Donald Brown, they're gonna be alright. But Adrian Peterson can be the best.
But he also has no legs.
Yeah, but he can be the best.
But what is the most important thing about a running back?
His reliability.
Yes, their legs.
None of them are reliable. They can all get injured at any time. So if one of them's already injured to start the season, that's a good thing.
he can only
get healthy.
Major upside.
Huge
purple
upside.
Jeans.
You know, I'm not like E. Diddy playing for second place.
Whoa!
I'm playing to win.
Whoa!
Sometimes you gotta risk it to get the biscuit.
Okay, so that trade went through. There's another trade in the works, but we don't comment on
trades?
Unapproved trades. Not until it's not, no comments on pending trades. Right? Right, McLean?
Right. Exactly. Especially when they're going to be rejected.
Whoa. Nobody reject this trade.
Remember to veto the
trade.
Do not
veto the trade. If you veto the trade, you're instantly on the bubble. I know who vetoes the trade. And I'll put you on the bubble so fast, you won't know what hit you.
Wow.
Why am I seeing trade talk in my chat?
Always trade talk for me.
Okay, so always. Let's talk about... Let's talk about some college football. Oh, man.
Go is this the blue. Michigan Minute?
Yeah, the Michigan Minute. Now, if you're a fan...
There was a picture on Twitter about this game last Saturday night.
I'm sure there was lots of pictures. You're going to have to be a little bit more specific.
There was one of E. Diddy in a big towel.
Well, here's what happened. Michigan got outlasted by Alabama. It was a well-played game. Close until Alabama. Let's just say that the score does not represent how close the game really was. Okay?
It was close until kickoff.
Don't be confused by that score. It looks a lot worse than what it really was. And I actually don't count this as a loss for Michigan because they beat themselves. Because they suspended two of their players, their starting running back, for one of the most important games of the season, the first game against number 2 Alabama. Really? that's when you're going to suspend your starting running back. You can't suspend them for the next game.
Is that the guy you said was useless last week?
Whoa. Whoa.
You said anybody could do what he did? I think those were your exact words.
Whoa. Whoa. Well, obviously I was proven wrong because they needed him. And
he would have been the difference?
He would have been the difference. Well, and also, they lost their starting cornerback right at the beginning of the game, and he's out for the season. I'm really concerned about our national championship now. Because you gave Alabama a win by suspending two of your best players, and now you have to manage your starting cornerback out for the year? Yeah.
Diddy, I just got one thing to say. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Team Canada, I like your style. I'm on the webpage looking at your avatar.
You see the avatar now?
Oh, yeah.
NSFW. That's a warning for anybody who is looking at the ESPN page at work. And you check out Team Canada. Be careful.
I got to represent
Team Canada's mascot.
I can look at it at work because I get on my phone all day.
You can touch your D.
No, I don't want to. Let other women touch my D. I don't want to do that myself.
I have Michigan going undefeated for the rest of the season. Because
I agree.
Yeah, see?
They got the Big Ten schedule.
Whoa. Excuse me?
Who do they got next? Air Force?
What are you talking about? Air Force is legit.
And then Massachusetts?
UMass is legit, too. These are all legit.
And then Notre Dame?
Did you see what Notre Dame did this weekend? They look like Alabama.
What did Notre Dame do?
They look like the Alabama of Ireland.
So they beat an overrated Big Ten team?
No, stop.
By a lot?
They destroyed, who are they playing? Army? Air Force?
Navy.
Yeah, Navy, there you go. They destroyed Navy. They said they were a bunch of Irish. They looked like the Irish version of Alabama. It was unreal what they did. Unreal.
I mean, Michigan is going to win the Big Ten.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Big Ten is a joke.
What? No, no. Darn Nation. Come on, you're a Big Ten fan, right?
No, I have no idea about college football.
What?
No, we don't watch it here in Canada.
You don't watch college football?
No.
Well, what do you do with your Saturdays then?
We watch hockey.
What? People watch hockey?
Yes.
We're not people, Canadians.
Oh, okay. I get it. You're right.
Okay, I'm sending this trade out. I'm going to see if it works.
Look at this. Air Force, win. UMass, win. Notre Dame, win. Purdue, win. Illinois, win. Michigan State, you can tweet all you want, okay? We're going to win. How about that? Tweet that.
Did you see Michigan State barely squeak out a win against Boise State?
Oh, you mean number 22 Boise?
No, 24.
Number 24 Boise? Huh?
Losing all of their players?
Whoa. They're still a top-notch
program. A first-year quarterback? In Boise State. And who did Penn State lose to?
Oh, who did they
lose to?
They
lost to a really bad team,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, really bad team. Like, really? Was that Ohio? Just regular Ohio?
I think it might have been.
I think it might have been, too.
Who else is in the Big Ten?
Nebraska. They won, of course. Wisconsin. Illinois. Come on. Northwestern, Iowa, all legit teams.
Wisconsin squeaked out against Northern Iowa.
You know what? Here's the easiest way to find out who's the Big Ten. Just look at the top 25, okay? That's the easiest way because they're all up in there. That's how good the Big Ten is this year.
They're all frauds.
You mean like top 25, like as in 20 to 25?
No, top to bottom, A to Z, beginning to end. It's all Big Ten. They're littered in there. It should just be called the top 25.
It should just be called litter.
Big Ten
edition. Kitty litter.
Well, what's Baylor doing, huh? Do they even have a football program, or are they suspended for cheating?
No, they're not suspended. They suspended basketball, not football.
Yeah, but let's be real here. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No, stop. Please. Give it a rest.
And Brittany Griner's banned.
They just blew out SU the other day. Blew them out.
Who?
No, don't say who. SMU.
SMU? They haven't had a football program since the 70s.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding? You're kidding. You tell the funniest jokes.
I guess I'm kidding.
The funniest jokes from the biggest troll, I tell you.
I tell you.
Did you see the Michigan State players trolling Denard Robinson?
Yeah, and they're going to get theirs.
That was funny.
Go ahead and tweet, Michigan State. Go ahead.
Yeah, one of them said, Denard is so bad.
Laugh it up. Tweet it up. Tweet it up, little brother.
No, brother. One of them gave him a compliment. He said, even a blind squirrel can get a nut every once in a while.
Wow. Laugh it up, little brother. Guess who's coming to East Lansing? Yep, you got it.
Didn't Michigan State also get embarrassed by Alabama?
Did they?
I think everyone in the Big Ten has at some point.
No. Alabama is going to be beating everyone this year. That's how good they are. I don't see anybody beating them. I don't care if USC is throwing the ball all over the field. I don't care that they think that they're so good. They got blah, 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 blah. Alabama is a team to beat. And there's no shame in losing to the national champion. Boom.
But it was 31-0 at halftime.
Yeah, but like I said, 2 cent difference. He's worth 31 points. He's like the Peyton Manning of running backs. He'll give you 10 wins. Just by himself. Just by being there. Just by being active. So. You can't really count this against the Wolverines. I'm not sure what to tell you. There should be an asterisk against, next to this L.
And what I don't get is why everyone's picking on Oklahoma State. Because they beat Savannah State 84-0. And people are saying they don't schedule anybody.
Well, they don't.
So why does Alabama get to move up in the rankings after beating Michigan?
Because Michigan was ranked 8th. They're somebody.
But Savannah State would have been a tougher matchup.
Excuse me?
I think that's a more impressive win.
No, not even close. Wow. Such disrespect. Respect the M.
But it's Michigan.
What are you, a tweeting Michigan State football player?
He's so bad.
Alright, what else?
Riders.
What else is going on? Anything else? You guys wanna, what do you wanna talk about?
I just wanna mention if you're gonna play for King of the Shit Bowl again.
That's a valid question.
What's that supposed to be? I'm going for the Super Bowl. I'm winning this. Super Bowl preview week 1. Stew Tomatoes versus the Rough Riders. Hello. I've had this circled on my calendar since like 2 days ago.
How about no? Or hell no. I remember week 11 of last year. Such a joke.
Oh, wait. Was that the week that all of my players were injured and you got gifted a win by the Rough Riders? Was that
injured?
Injured.
Oh, come on. Excuses.
Injured.
Like,
if I had my real team, you would have been blown out by 200 points.
Wow.
You know it and I know it.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
You know it and I know it. If we played that matchup 10 times, you would only win once.
What? If we played that matchup 10 times, I would win 10 times out of 10 times.
Small sample size. That does not represent my team, that one loss.
Wait a minute. McLean, didn't you blow him out?
No, I beat McLean.
No, he fluked me out. That
no,
was the week when he
set, you out.
Set his record for best performance ever.
No, that was a legit win. That showed, that proved.
Oh, so he got a fraud win. That's
no,
what
yeah,
was.
It
was
no,
very
no,
fraudulent.
I didn't get a fraud win. That
so,
was the
so
week
now
that
his name
is
Fraud Diddy.
Of the
Fraud
Riders.
Diddy?
Well, I don't know if that's new. I've always sort of called him that.
Is he really fraudian?
All right, tell me about Canadian football. Canadian guy.
He left.
He said, hold on a second.
No more Canadians. All right, fine.
The Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Yeah, tell me about the Blue Bombers there.
Well, this week was big week.
Okay.
Because of the debut of Tim Burke,
ooh,
new head coach.
Burke Nasty?
Yeah, and it was an easy matchup. You know, last week they had the best team in the league, and they lost by a field goal.
Right.
Last second field goal.
Right.
So this week they have the second worst team in the league because they're the worst team in the league. So
and
new head coach, easy matchup.
All right.
It's perfect, right?
Yeah, perfect. Sounds
so
perfect.
So they lost 0-52.
Ooh.
Damn.
Classic letdown game.
Yeah.
Classic letdown game. Underestimate your opponent, get blown out because you didn't prepare.
Well, this is what they get for firing the best head coach in CFL history.
He was really the best coach in CFL history?
I think he was there for 2 seasons. But he was last year's coach of the year.
Okay.
And he took them to the Grey Cup.
The Grey Cup, right, where he choked and they didn't win. I remember
that,
right? You remember that? I remember
I don't remember it like that.
I remember it like that.
So they deserve to lose. I'm going to be rooting against them all season. As a lot of Bombers fans are doing.
Why? What's wrong with you people?
They betrayed us. They betrayed the fan base.
You betrayed them.
No.
It's your fault.
It's their fault.
It's your fault.
I hope they lose 52-0 every week.
Wow.
Against the second worst team in the league.
How dare you turn your back on last year's Grey Cup runner-up?
They need to fire the GM.
All he did, isn't he the one who hired last year's coach of the year? I'm just checking.
Then fired him.
Hey, he wasn't living up to his end of the bargain.
Well, I hope Tim Burke is.
Or else he's going to get fired.
Well, he's already fired, I bet. They're probably going to fire him because they love firing coaches.
Wow. Well, I still bleed blue. Is that
I bleed blue, but I don't bleed GM of this team.
Wow. You have to believe in the leadership. And that they know what they're doing. That
they need
Blue
a clean
Combination
house.
Will be it's, back.
It's time to suck for Denard Robinson.
What? Whoa!
Whoa! Get that
He's not
one
playing
thing.
In the CFL. He's going right to the league.
I thought he was going to the Arena League.
No. Stop.
Suck hard for Denard.
He's not going to the NFL. We all know that.
He's the Black Tim Tebow.
Whoa!
He is.
No, stop.
So that means he won't get in the league.
No, he will get in the league.
Because he won't get overrated because he's black.
Oh, that's true. He does have that going against him.
If Tim Tebow was black, he wouldn't be in the NFL.
Maybe Denard Robinson should say he's a virgin.
That might work.
He goes to church 6 times a week, and he doesn't believe in abortion.
Maybe I should tweet at him, give him that pro tip.
Tell him it's from Franchise.
All right, what else? Anything else?
I have nothing.
All right, we're about done. We've went through the league. Matchups starting Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
We've went through the CFL. We've went through Michigan. Doesn't count as a loss. Not a real loss. Last words.
We're not gonna pick games. Isn't there that B. Smith thing?
Oh, yeah. B. Smith, where's your
Did
thing?
He just not come through.
You didn't come through?
What a surprise.
You knew that this is happening, B. Smith. You're in the chat. We told you we're doing Hype Show Tuesday, where we hype up the beginning of the season. Okay, let's do our own then. Hold on, I can find the spreads. We have to do the first game.
Obviously, because it's the best game of the week.
All right, so here we go. We'll do the two Monday night games. Let's just do 3 games this week. Is that good? Because these are the only significant games.
Well, Wednesday. What about Philadelphia and Cleveland? That's two.
Two
we
bad
have two
teams.
Fanboys here of those teams.
That's true.
Well, not born. He's not here.
Yeah, but he will be here. That's a good point. Okay, so.
He's going to be bleeding orange or brown.
All right, so I have it here, and I'll send B. Smith where I got the spread. First game. Dallas at the Giants, -3.5. Dallas -3.5. Who do you got? Take the points.
I got Dallas.
You have Dallas? Really?
Winning. Outright.
You're going to win by more than 3.5?
No, they're not the favorites, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, no. Dallas is minus. I'm sorry. You're right. You have Dallas winning outright.
Or losing by 3.
Okay. So you take
That's
Dallas.
That's how this works, right?
Yeah. They get a 3-point lead before the game even starts.
Okay. Yeah, they're going to win, though.
But you think they're going to win the game?
Yes.
Okay. Franchise, what do you got?
The Giants are going to win by 20.
Oh, okay. Really? You're giving McClain a win here? No, I'm taking Dallas, too. Stop. Dallas is going to win this game. They're going to shock the world. Eli Manning is going to be like, oh, I just won a Super Bowl. Look at me. Oh, dar-dar-dar-dar.
Whoa.
What?
Is he going to be breathing through his mouth the whole time?
Yeah. Dar-dar-dar.
Where are they playing?
I'm Eli Manning. Dar-dar-dar. Yeah. Oh, Eli Manning, you're about to get beat by the Dallas Cowboys, and that's shameful. I completely agree. All right, next up, Philadelphia, -8.5 at Cleveland.
What?
That's the spread.
Oh, my God.
I'm using footballics.com.
That's a free win.
For the
Wait,
spread.
What are you using?
Saying, that's a really bad.
Footballics.com.
I'm going to take these odds.
The official.
I'll put $200 on that one.
The official odds of the TPS NFL football.
I'll take Cleveland.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's at Cleveland.
Yeah. Oh, it is Cleveland. Who you got, franchise?
Do you even have to ask?
All right. I'm with franchise this time. Philadelphia is going to win by 2 touchdowns. Okay? 2 touchdowns. Thank you.
All right. I guess you guys don't want to win.
All right. Here we go. Cincinnati +6 at Baltimore. This is a Monday night game. The first Monday night game. McLean?
Awesome.
Baltimore.
Really?
Yeah.
Cincinnati +6. They went to the playoffs last year. I just want you to know that.
Well, Baltimore should have been in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, but they're not. They didn't get to the Super Bowl. Joe Flacco didn't turn into Tom Brady.
Well, he did, but his guy didn't catch it.
So
he turned into Wes Welker.
+6 at Baltimore.
Taking Baltimore.
Okay, Baltimore. Franchise?
Baltimore?
Cincinnati +6 at Baltimore.
Baltimore, Baltiless.
Wow. I'm taking Cincinnati. Are you guys crazy? This is a playoff preview. You think Cincinnati's going to roll over? No. This is a rival. Yes. And the rivalries are won in the points. All right, last one. This is a coin flip. San Diego -1 at Oakland.
San Diego.
$600.
Really? Come on, franchise. Fix this. Don't let them ruin.
Okay, I can go to Oakland.
Don't let them ruin the pick'em. Franchise?
He's going to let us ruin it.
Thanks, franchise. Wow. Okay, so I'm going to take, this is a hard one. I think I'm going to take Oakland. Shock the world. Shock the world.
I don't think it's that much shocking.
No, that's shocking the world right there. Okay, so let's recap. You had Dallas +3.5. You had Philadelphia. No, you had Cleveland, right? Who did you have in the Philadelphia Cleveland?
I had Cleveland. Right?
Cleveland +8.5?
Yeah.
Okay. And you had Baltimore -6. Wow. Yes. Wow. Are you serious? Wow. And the last one?
You have Oakland.
Oakland -1. Franchise had the Giants -3.
Yeah.
Wow. Franchise, really? Wow, you're just giving this to us. He had Philly -8.5. He had Baltimore -6.
He had Baltiless.
Baltiless, right. -6. And then he didn't pick the last game.
Yeah.
He chose to not participate. And I had Dallas +3.5. Cleveland +8.5. No, that's wrong. I had Philly -8.5. Really? Did I have Philly -8.5?
You called me stupid.
2 touchdowns.
For picking Cleveland.
Yeah, that's real dumb. I can't believe that. I had Cincy. I'm the only person who understands football here. I can see that now. Because really, nobody is taking Cincinnati +6?
I don't know. The Cent knows football.
That's a free win.
He's in the chat.
Oh, what's he saying?
He's saying Philly is garbage. Vic is a pussy who can't throw. Baltimore is going to spank the ass. He knows football.
You know, I guess he does. Wow.
OK Land is going to win that one.
But this is against the spread, Descent. It's not straight up.
Well, that one's pretty much straight up.
I guess that is a coin flip. All right, what did you have, Darth Nation? I didn't get all your picks. I know you had Baltimore -6.
I'll take Philly by a touchdown. Baltimore.
Wait a minute. Hold on. If you're taking Philly by a touchdown, that means you're taking Cleveland.
For the win.
Yeah, you're taking Cleveland +8.5. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Baltimore.
And you're taking, so you're taking Baltimore.
Yeah.
-6, okay. San Diego, Oakland. That's minus.
San Diego. Chargers.
San Diego -1. All right. And last but not least is the Giants -3.5 against Dallas.
Giants.
Giants -3.5. All right, there's your pick 'em, B. Smith. Remember, always go to the official spread of the TPS NFL footballics ESPN.com.
Where are you getting them from?
Footballics.com.
Oh, I'm looking at ESPN, and they're very different.
No, we only use Footballics.com.
Football X?
No, Footballics. I'll put it in the chat, and I'll put
like it... Like Alcoholics?
Footballics. No, like bollocks, like European bollocks.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, so this is a European website, and they don't know shit about football.
Footballics.com.
I'll take that. I'll go against every team that they have winning.
Football.
I'll be a millionaire week one.
Footballics.com.
Oh, it's like football locks.
No, it's footballics. Footballics.com.
Like a lock.
Oh, hell no.
What?
This site is terrible.
What are you talking about? It's the official spread of the TPS NFL.
This looks worse than the TPS site.
Footballics.com. For all your NFL spread, go to footballics.com.
There's got to be some malware hiding somewhere around
here. Pretty sure. Somewhere. Don't click on any link on that website. Just so you know, this might be the first and last time we use footballics.com for our spread. All right, who wants last words? Last words? NFL spreads. I'll email that to
you. Let's let the Canadian guy do it, eh?
All right, Canadian. Give me some last words.
Go Blue Bombers. Pretty depressing how bad they are. And tomorrow the Giants are gonna win. I'm gonna beat my matchup. Win rare. Doesn't have a chance.
Well, he is Canadian, guys.
Go down Canada. There you go.
Wait a minute.
What?
We have breaking news.
Okay, what's the breaking news?
Mason Crosby has been dropped.
Dropped?
Yeah, the best kicker in the league.
Has been dropped?
Is out of a job.
Why would somebody drop the best kicker in the NFL, for one thing?
Because the projections say Nick Folk is a stud.
But Nick Folk is Nick Folk still, right?
Last time I checked, he is.
Okay, just checking.
But I haven't checked in a while.
And
so he might no longer be Nick Folk.
But okay, so hold on. I'm just trying to understand. So Nick Folk is still Nick Folk that we know of.
Maybe team franchises scouts have inside information. He might no longer be Nick Folk.
Okay, so we don't know what's going on there. But Mason Crosby is definitely still Mason Crosby, right?
He's now the hottest free agent.
Yeah, I mean.
He's in a doping scandal right now.
I mean, the Green Bay Packers still have the most prolific offense in NFL? That's true, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, not 10 minutes ago were you saying they were terrible?
No, I said Aaron Rodgers was terrible. I didn't actually say he was terrible. I pretty much said he was a bad Eli Manning, is what I said.
All right, I put in my waiver claim.
David.
For Mason Crosby.
This is my window to get rid of T.O.
For a backup kicker?
Hey.
This is Mason Crosby we're talking about.
That's true.
You don't just drop Mason Crosby.
No. I would just drop him. That's like dropping an NBA All-Star.
In his prime.
In his prime. Wow. Who would do that?
I don't know anyone who would do that.
I don't either. Okay, I'm ending this.
This is the Fake Pregame Show.
We drafted the Ginn family.
Kickoff is
2 hours
away, but the Fake Pregame Show begins now.
Ted Ginn and his family
won't give us
everything they have.
Fake Pregame Show.
Fail forward fast.
Knocking fools out, Stugatz. Knocking fools out.
Does it even have any?
Hey, we need our thumb to go this direction.
I was jacked up when I saw that. Sports Talk 790, The Ticket.
Thank you very much.
Brian is chuckling today, buddy.